Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Mike Shope.
It's nothing you did.
It's not you, it's me.
It's not you, it's you, but you didn't cross me.
And the Bulldog.
Why did I choose? Why did I just stay in school?
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
You know, I just want to mention this quickly. I brought up earlier on the show how my grandfather died on Sunday, and I tweeted a couple of words about him and what's cool about this. I went back and forth on whether to do it because, you know, I'm not the type that everything going on in my life, you know, needs to be shown to you. But, you know, I thought I would say something. So I tweeted a picture of us and a few words about him. And what I like about it is lots of people that you never hear from.
Yeah, I saw
like the tweet.
Some people who I follow. I think that's how it works. I wouldn't see all your replies, but a number of people who I do follow, I saw comment and send well wishes, and I like that. I like seeing the picture too, and I like that you mentioned Gunsmoke, which came up. Now you had told me about your grandpa already a day before, I think, but
yesterday,
it came up yesterday anyway. As we were talking about this Dylan that was named after Corey Dylan, it turns out.
Right. Dylan Gabriel.
Dylan
the
Gabriel, the Browns
quarterback.
Thank you. I couldn't remember who it was. And I thought Matt Dylan, the actor, and then I quickly pivoted to, or the sheriff on Gunsmoke was Sheriff Matt Dylan.
Gunsmoke. Back-to-back days. Welcome to the show, Gunsmoke.
Yeah.
But just quickly.
And Matt Dylan.
So, I mean, I'm just not doing this for everybody because it's a lot of people who like the tweet and, you know, say nice things. But every so often, I'll just sort of look at the person who's done that, and maybe I know them or maybe I don't. And I like this one, a guy named Kevin, because, you know, I'll just sort of hover over the picture so I can see the bio. And in Kevin's bio, it says, don't DM unless you're dying. You know, that's a good policy, I think. The guy does not want anybody in his DMs. So he's put out the word. He's it's right up front. I'm not kidding. I think it's funny. It works. Hopefully it works for him. Don't DM me unless you're dying. I don't really need your message right now. That my voicemail could say that. But that sort of defeats the purpose of voicemail because if you're dying and you're leaving me a message, you know, it's going to be too late.
That might be tough, yeah.
It's going to be too late.
I'm trying to think about how often I've initiated DM conversations. I don't feel like it's
you look at mine here.
Something that I do. I guess it probably has been maybe someone who I'm trying to reach and I don't have any other way, like you or Zach or any of our other producers over the years don't have the number. Like, all right, I'll try this. So I'm sure it's happened. But I feel like, you know, in this job, you know, you're going to get, if you have it open, like I have mine open, you know,
I don't.
You're gonna hear from, you know, people here and there. And
I think mine are only available to people that we follow each other.
Yeah.
But I do a lot of it. Like, I don't have Joe Ostrowski's phone number.
Me either.
So anytime I need Joe Ostrowski, it's through DM. Sam and I are both. Sam just never puts his phone down. He's everything. He's everywhere at all times.
Right.
But, you know, like podcast links, we use DM most of the time. Like, here's the link. And different people. I got a nice note from Greg Gabriel about my grandpa.
Oh, that's just nice.
Through DM.
Nice of him.
So,
yeah. It's been a while since I talked to him. I like Greg.
So hopefully it doesn't rain in the Bronx.
Yeah,
I don't know what that looks like, but I'm totally building my night around Blue Jays Yankees. I decided that, like, is this the same for you with the Red Sox? You're always talking about the Red Sox, mostly like this. And, like, I can't claim the Blue Jays in the same way you can claim the Red Sox. Like, I don't go, well, I kind of do, but I have taken long naps rooting for Toronto. Say what you want about this. Not everybody respects this. I get into them when they're good.
Mm-hmm.
When they're not, it's almost like they're not there. And I kind of think, and would you say the same? I kind of think that maybe this is the healthiest form of fan-team relationship. That, like, really, there's nothing that, well, we'll see what happens in the next three games. There's disappointment. But really, they never make me mad.
Right.
If they lose,
yeah.
The worst thing about their losing, if they lose the series, would be that it was to the Yankees. If they lost to Seattle, I wouldn't really care.
Yeah.
But I don't want to see them lose to the Yankees.
I do. I use that phrasing to you about the Red Sox when after game two, because game one they won. And like, okay, I only got to win one more and we're advancing. And then they lost game two. And I don't think we got into it on the air. I think this was when I walked in the door. He said, you know, I feel like I have, this is what a relationship with a sports team maybe should be like when you're all grown up,
yeah.
Right? Like I like them. I follow them. You know, not enough to know everybody in the lineup when the playoffs started, I'll admit, because there's guys I'm like, who was that? Who, Eaton? What? But like, I was invested after going there again and sort of, you know, plugging back into it. Like, all right, this I can do this. I got a baseball team back. But when they lost, it was just like, oh, man, I would have liked them to keep playing, but, yeah.
Will you watch this series?
I'm okay.
Or is that annoying?
No. I'm very interested in what Toronto does. And I watch the Yankees, you know, they're when they're on and my streamer of choice, they're a go-to for me.
Yeah, me too.
I
love when they lose.
And a little bit of that, I would admit, is, you know, Paul and Sal and just the show. Like, we're more inclined to talk about the Yankees because of those guys, our co-workers, and just because it's, you know, the Yankees are the most popular team in the town still that we work in.
Yep.
So if we're going to talk baseball, I like to know what's going on with the Yankees. So there's a little professional curiosity about them anyway.
They're always interesting,
yeah,
no matter what.
Right. There's drama, there's whatever.
Win or lose, they're always interesting. It's
so,
the Yankees.
Yeah, I mean, Owen is very excited about the opening of the hockey season. So, you know, I'll get home and we'll watch some hockey. But I'm going to want to get to the baseball game eventually, I think.
You know, this point I'm making reminds me of you, and here comes another one that does. Confession. So the Jays won Saturday, like 10-1.
Yeah.
And I ended up sort of following that game from a distance. I was on at a place I was at, but really couldn't watch it. Enjoyed, you know, the updates. 10-1. Like, all right, game one, cool. I knew that game two was Sunday. I knew there was no chance I would watch the game Sunday because I went to the Bills game, and that was kind of like the whole day, as that can be. So I'm just seeing on my phone, oh, it's 13-2.
Right.
And I think maybe 13-7 is the final score Sunday. I'm like, all right, good. It wasn't until yesterday that I knew it was best of five. I thought it was best of seven. I would have liked it more. I mean, I thought it was best of seven.
I'm telling you that you just informed me of that. I didn't.
You didn't know either?
I thought it was best.
I bet the four series.
I didn't. The timing of the series beginning, you know, on the weekend, Saturday, same thing Saturday. And I know there's other series going on, but I have not. I was out most of the day Saturday, and by the time I got to a TV at about, I don't even know, 5:30 maybe? 9-1 was the first score I saw of that game. So I didn't sit there and look at it enough to see the graphic that says whatever it'll say, because it often say that even the score bug will tell you best of five, right? 2-0, best of...
Right, I never looked at it to know.
And so I haven't turned any of the... There's been football. Sunday, we did turn the Jays on early. We saw Guerrero hit the grand... John Gale was over, and his youngest son still lives in Toronto. So, you know, and he lived in Toronto for many, many years. So he's a Jays fan. So we got that on, and it was comfortable enough that I was able to... I didn't even need to convince him. Like, can we go back? I'm going to go back to football, because you know, this is sideways here. Like, you're good. He's like, oh, yeah, it's fine. But we did see that. But again, I'm only there for a moment. I'm not. I just didn't know it was best of five.
Didn't know. Because I'm just thinking, like, all right, 2-0. Get one in New York. If they get one in New York, it's over.
Right.
Definitely get one in New York. Right. Either one. Doesn't matter. Right. They're just win one. It's over.
Right.
If you do that.
Yeah. No, I did not know that. I imagine I would have found that out tonight when I turned it on at some point, if I'm going to sit with it like I plan to at some point tonight.
And here is how the Blue Jays are, for me, like a team I like versus any other team. It's, okay, so, I mean, I got a fantasy team, whatever. Follow the season as a baseball fan day to day. I'll probably be on that MLB app once a day. Just to see, like, what was the score, were the scores last night, what happened, is there a game today, not just for the Blue Jays, just whatever, during the season. For no other team, or maybe even, well, not, I wouldn't say player, for no other team would I do this. Almost in all cases. Somebody on Twitter yesterday morning, didn't know until yesterday morning, said, wow, the Guerrero Grand Slam was a great moment. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I gotta see it. So I go in this one. I go into the app and they're my home team, favorite team, whatever. So like they're right up front, and there's the video of the Guerrero Grand Slam.
It was
tremendous. Like, wow!
Yeah, I was so glad we caught that live. Like we had just flipped into it too. Like and we just got there in time. I'm like, and I shouldn't say that. I saw the bases get loaded. Whatever. We were there for that inning.
They took Fried out in the middle of the inning, I think. And so he was responsible for a couple. Anyway,
right.
Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Still.
Good news, 0% chance of rain.
0%.
In the Bronx.
They don't know.
Cloudy, windy, 20 mile an hour winds, but ooh, but 70 degrees, no precipitation.
That's a significant number, 20.
Yeah, I think so.
It would affect a Bills game.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what direction it'll be blowing.
That's important.
In the Bronx, but that's the forecast for the Bronx.
What do we want? In or out? 20 mile an hour wind, in or out, what's better for the Blue Jays? Out, they can score 13 runs again, maybe. I don't
right.
know. It's Rodon tonight. He's hot and cold. What do you like?
Blowing out.
You say blowing out?
Yeah.
Guerrero's going to do it again?
Yeah.
Oh, baby.
Yeah, I mean, Springer? They're hitting like crazy.
They are.
10 runs, 13 runs, whatever, yeah.
All the runs. All the runs.
Yeah.
The Yankees could do that right back, though.
Of course they could, yeah.
Well, what do our lines look like here? 20-mile-an-hour wins.
I don't know. I haven't looked. I'm in a little bit of a timeout.
Oh, no. Over-under is 8 runs for the game. Bieber and Rodon.
How's Bieber been for that?
I don't know. Like I said, pretty casual.
Right, sorry.
He was on the Bisons for a few days.
Sorry to ask you such a tough question.
I know. How was the pitcher?
I don't know either. That's why I'm asking.
I don't know.
I don't really know.
No idea. He got game 3.
Yep.
Right. I mean, they didn't play in the first round, so they lined him up the way they wanted.
Right. Right.
Although, don't ask me who pitched for them on the weekend, because I don't know that either.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Gausman, probably. Scherzer.
I
don't know.
I never saw a half inning where they were on the mound. I'm serious. Like, I walked into the bar to get a round of beers. 9-1. Oh, my God. I walked right back out with my drinks. And then Sunday, we flipped in. Blue Jays were batting. Bases loaded. Guerrero. All right. Back to football.
Beautiful.
I never saw a Blue Jays pitcher on the mound.
No. They might not have even had to pitch in this
right.
game. They might not have even bothered. They had to get to the next game, so let's just wrap it up. Mercy rule. How about last night's game? We did the reverse AFC power rankings, top of the show. Indianapolis won, by the way, is how that went. Where did we put Kansas City? Like five? Can you see it?
I don't know, but I wanted to put them. No,
four.
Four? That high. Yeah.
That low.
Yeah. Sure.
Jacksonville, five.
Yeah.
KC, four. Buffalo, three. Denver, two. Indy, one. That's a shuffling.
That is a shuffling. Yeah.
I mentioned to you, I think, earlier, Davis Maddock on ADP Chasing this morning. Chiefs. He's my Chiefs guy. And he's like, I know they lost, but they're so back. Like, that was yards per play, downfield shots.
Kelsey looked decent.
Like he loved them even though they lost.
Yeah.
Do you sort of feel that?
I get that. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, on the heels of what they did the week before, which was, like, worthy back and look at the offense and, like, we're, you know, they still don't have Rice yet. Right. No, I totally get that. The Chargers lost, so they're not, you know, they've already got a head-to-head against them, but they haven't played Denver yet, right?
Right.
So it's still kind of there for them, I think. They're not in that bad a shape, really, I would say.
Because L.A. has lost two now.
Right. That's it. Yeah.
Denver already lost two.
Right. So they're just a game back now and still have the two games with Denver. So,
and they have their next three at home. Their next road game is here, Kansas City, in week 9, which is also the Bills' next home game. But home to Detroit Sunday night, Vegas in a rare 1 o'clock Kansas City game, and then Washington on the following, what is that? That's Monday night. That's their next three games, Chiefs. You think they'd take two wins?
Yes.
Detroit, Vegas, Washington?
Yeah. I think so. That would leave them
5-4?
5-4?
I think no.
5-4 coming here.
Yeah. I think no.
Yeah.
I think they might, I don't want to say need, but be thinking about sweeping those three games. Mm. If they beat Detroit, you'd think they'd beat the other two. Or is Washington that good?
I don't think Washington's that good.
It's a pretty easy win they had, isn't it? Where they were down 10-0 to the Chargers and won 27-10. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I didn't see any of that game either. So I'm not seeing anything, am I? Who's pitching for the Blue Jays?
Sound like
Washington Chargers. What am I doing?
I don't even know.
I watched last night. What am I doing, though? That's what going to a Bills game does to me.
Right.
Like a night game. It's the whole day. Like, it's at least the late games.
I'm still recovering from the Miami game. It was a few Thursdays ago now. I'm still.
I can respect that.
I'm exaggerating a little.
A little. I got to watch my curling. I've got to get my 50 lineups in.
All right.
Maybe make an occasional bet. Maybe talk to my family. I mean, there are other things.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I found out today that our Hulu lapsed.
Your Hulu lapsed.
My Hulu. The only thing I've ever really watched there with any regularity is The Bear, and I watched 3 episodes of the latest season of it. And I don't know. Did we talk about this?
You didn't like it.
I didn't love it. I think I said I want to watch it because I care about all these characters, so I want to keep going. But I went to go in there this morning because it was raining, so I was riding the bike in the basement, and it said, you no longer have an active subscription. Mm. And I went, I'm just going to close this up and not say anything to anyone else in the family and see if we can just live without Hulu. That means I'm sacrificing however many more episodes of this season there are of The Bear.
And you never watched Only Murders, right?
No, but that's an Apple thing.
No, it's also Hulu.
Okay. I feel like I could access that through anyway.
Well, right. now it's season 5.
Yeah,
and I've liked that show, but it's not for me anyway. It's not funny anymore. Like shows, this often happens.
That's what these first 3 episodes of The Bear were like. There was almost nothing was funny about it. Which okay, fine. You're changing. But
you still have to make the time commitment.
Yeah, there's just so much other stuff.
I don't mind. Like I am somebody who can drop it. Right, I did that with Breaking Bad.
That's what I'm saying here. Like, I don't care enough to ask my wife, what happened to the Hulu subscription? Because I know that's going to mean another $12.99 a month or whatever. If I don't say anything, maybe no one will notice, and I won't have 45 of these subscriptions anymore, which I think might be good. I don't know if there's 45. I'm sure there's not, but whatever.
Oh, I meant to bring this up. I don't know if I have enough time here. I'm just looking at my notes as we're talking about Hulu.
Sorry, I squeezed Hulu
and TV.
Although it prompted this thought.
Did you see? Oh, it's going to be not enough time, but I've already started down the road. Did you see the SpotTrac tweet of the Browns cap hits at quarterback this year?
I did.
They have 8 quarterbacks with cap, numbers that are like. Responsible for, right. Cleveland.
Like 8,000 on Kenny Pickett, I saw.
8,000 on Kenny Pickett.
Right? Imagine that on a salary cap spreadsheet, $8,000. It's like a dime.
Working our way up. Kenny Pickett, $8,000. Dorian Thompson-Robinson, $171,000. Bailey Zappi, $315,000. He's on their practice squad. Shedeur Sanders, of course, $955,000. Flacco, dead cap, $999,000. He was traded. Gabriel, who is their starter at Pittsburgh this week, $1.1 million. Dead cap, Jameis Winston. How long ago was that? Was just last year, I guess. $2.2 million. And then more than by far everybody else combined on this list, Deshaun Watson, $35.9 million on the pup list. Everybody else combined is like $6 million maybe. He's 35. SpotTrac on Twitter, updated with the Flacco trade, 2025 quarterback cap hits.
May there be a lifetime curse on the houses of the Browns for that trade and that contract. And I don't care about the guaranteed money. That whole episode was gross.
Ross Tucker joins us every Tuesday. We talked about the Bills' loss, Philadelphia's loss a little bit, and more with Ross. Always fun. That conversation is coming your way next. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.